If you've never heard of the Gray's Ferry Crescent, you're not alone.
This is the newest segment of the Schuylkill Banks Park. It opened last June 2012. The Gray's Ferry Crescent is disconnected from the Center City portion of Schuylkill Banks that most people know and love.
Danielle Gray is with the Schuylkill River Development Corporation. She says the festival is aimed at getting more people to discover this riverfront oasis.
We'll be working with the community and everyone who comes out to build 400 years worth of Schuylkill history over the course of 48 hours. Part of it is we'll be building a large-scale cardboard fort that will be serving as our outpost for the weekend. We'll also be building smaller replicas of famous buildings along the Schuylkill out of cardboard.
The cardboard models will include replicas of 17th century Swedish and Dutch settlements that existed near where the park is now. Estelle Terrell from Southwest Philly already loves the place. The retired nurse's aide came to fish with her sister.
The surroundings are so nice. It's benches to sit and enjoy yourself, have your lunch after a nice hot day of fishing. Beautiful trees, and there's also a place where a little further up where people go skateboarding and riding a bike, push their little babies around in the carriage. It's just a beautiful place to come.
On Sunday, if you're to arrive at 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening, you will see a mass of structures that are built out of cardboard, probably taking up 40, 60 feet.
Public Workshop's Alex Gillum and other organizers hope the festival will draw even more people to this gem with a view.
By having all these different types of making available for people to do, young and old, expert, non-expert, technologist, craftsperson, we really think this will be a great opportunity to activate this space in a different way and to get people exploring it in a different way.
Molly Baum is with the Hactory, an educational center that helps people learn about technology and the arts. In this case, specifically, fireflies.
They are robotic fireflies that both react to the blinking of each other. They'll try to synchronize their blinking, but they'll also react to people blinking lights at them as well.
Baum says there will also be a bike parade to the park to help people find it from other parts of the city. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.